never said I oppose fracking. Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
We always knew that the Democrats' out-of-control spending induced and promoted by Joe Biden would eventually catch up and bite us in the ass. And sure enough, it has. I have been screaming about it for months now. Yes, Donald Trump initiated the first spend because we desperately all needed to get through the coronavirus lockdowns. But then Biden took over and gave everybody a little bit more socialist crack money and a little bit more and a little bit more. And now it's out of control to the point where we can't stop the guy from giving away free money. Listen, you don't have to be an economics major to know that one of two things is going to happen when your country keeps printing money. Taxes are either going to go through the roof because somebody's got to pay for that, or inflation. Well, sure enough, we're going to get screwed with both. Already, Biden has admitted that the next $6 trillion spending package is now going to come from small business owners. That's right. Small business owners are now going to be the ones screwed with the tax bill because Biden plans on paying for this infrastructure spending spree with small business in the form of capital gains tax. Now we have inflation. Inflation is through the roof. I've been saying it from day one. If we keep spending, we either raise taxes or inflation is going to go through the roof. That's what happens. It's called supply and demand, people. You cannot keep printing money without inflation going through the roof, and it finally is going through the roof. As a matter of fact, inflation is already, just a few months into Biden's America, up 13%. Let's take a look at how disastrous this entire situation is. So, according to CNN, prices keep rising in the United States, putting a squeeze on American consumers' wallets. That trend got worse in June. We've already seen it at the pumps. We saw it at the pumps. Gas prices are nearly double since Biden took over. We keep spending. We keep printing money. Economics states that when you do that, inflation's going to go up. And sure enough, guess what, people? Economics, the principles and fundamentals of economics have prevailed. We're already seeing it at the pumps. Prices keep soaring so badly that inflation has now rocketed to a 13-year high. This is how bad it is. So let's break this down and get into the nitty-gritty here, because things are so out of control now that it's not just at the pump, it's all over America. So what exactly is going on? Well, prices keep rising in the United States, putting a squeeze on American consumers' wallets. As I just said, that trend has gotten worse in June. It's not a surprise. This should not be shocking news to any of you. Everybody's been cheering Biden on. Thanks for the free money. I call it socialist crack money, because once you give it to the American people, they're going to get hooked on it. They're going to get lazy. They're not going to want to go back to work. Democratic blue states now have the laziest liberals on planet Earth, all hooked on this socialist crack money. Nobody wants to do anything. They just want to sit home and keep collecting their free handouts. What they don't realize is that they're going to have to pay that handout back tenfold, 20-fold. But they don't sit down and actually read a business book to know that. The government's been lying to us all. They've been telling us, here's your free money, without disclosing exactly how disastrous of a financial situation this country is going to find itself in. And already we're seeing that happen. And how they're getting away with any of it, I don't know. It's beyond me. Because in financial services, an industry that I know very well and have worked in for many years, when you disclose potential gains, you need to also disclose the consequences that can come from going after gains. It's called a risk disclosure. But for some reason, the government didn't feel the need to disclose that consequence themselves. They told you all about the benefits, but they failed to disclose all of the risk, all of the financial disaster, all of the consequences that come with this free socialist crack money that they have been giving away at record pace. So the consumer price index, the nation's key inflation measure, jumped 0.9% in June alone. The largest 1 month increase in 13 years. Over the last 12 months, prices were up 5.4%, the biggest jump in annual inflation in nearly 13 years, all thanks to Biden's America. Much of the rise we've already seen, gasoline prices, which are far above last summer's levels. The pandemic caused a sharp drop in driving and the price of oil, but travel is now back and we're all seeing it at the pump. Gas prices rose 45.1% compared to a year earlier. And it's not just gas, it's food. Food prices are also up 2.4% in the last 12 months. Families now are going to find it more expensive to feed their own kids because prices at grocery stores are now starting to spike as well, up 2.4% in the last 12 months. Going out to eat, up 4.2%. Everything across the board has gone up. Used car prices, up 10.5% just in June. I mean, we are smashing all-time highs in 1 month, let alone decades. So this has all happened in 1 month. Can you imagine what these prices are going to look like in 6 months from now, in a year from now? And Biden wants to spend another $6 trillion. Am I the only one going freaking crazy here right now, looking at the data, trying to understand why the village idiot in the White House wants to spend another $6 trillion? When are we going to learn that this spending spree is going to destroy this country financially? If people haven't learned already, because they're seeing it at the pumps, they're seeing it at the grocery stores, they're seeing it in car sales. Car sales. How the hell are car sales up 10% in 1 month? Who's even buying a car right now with everything that's gone on? Or is that because all the socialist crack money that everybody's getting, they're going out and buying dumb shit like new cars when they should really be banking it for a rainy day or paying off credit card debt or paying off student loans? Oh, well, wait a second. They don't have to pay off student loans because Biden just did that too. I believe he just relieved $1.5 trillion of student loan debt. Or $1.5 billion. I'll have to go back and check the number, but it was an astronomical number that Biden just wiped off the face of the planet. Therefore, again, causing further inflation. So we got car sale prices up to 10.5%. New car prices are also up 5.3% over the last year. So used car prices up 10.5%. New car prices up 5.3%. Either way, you're screwed if you want to buy a car. Whether you want to buy a new car, a used car, you're totally screwed. So inflation is through the roof. It's all because we can't stop spending. Airfares up 24.6% over the last 12 months. Hotel and motel prices rose 15.1%. This is not because of demand, people. Most of America is still not flying. Companies, corporates, they're not flying people around the world right now. They're saving money. The pandemic killed these businesses. They're profiting by having their employees sit at home on Zoom. So it's not because of demand. It's because of inflation. Usually, airfares go up when you have more demand and less seats. Not in this case, because Biden keeps spending money. Inflation is going through the roof. Hotel prices up 15.1%. And the list goes on and on. But until you are personally affected at home, you just might not give a shit. And by the time you start caring, it's going to be too late. And this is the attitude that most Americans have right now. Well, it hasn't happened to me, so what do I care? Oh, I can afford an extra 2% in milk. So again, what do I care? Well, eventually it's going to catch up to all of us because we're not going to be able to hide from it too much longer. If it hasn't caught up to you already, it's going to catch up to you. especially after Biden spends this next $6 trillion. And maybe you're a business owner. Maybe you're doing a little bit better than the average American. Well, again, this next $6 trillion spending spree that Biden wants to launch is actually going to now come out of your entrepreneurial wallet, because you will be paying that bill in the form of capital gain tax. Biden plans on paying for the next infrastructure bill by spiking or hiking capital gains tax on the hardest working men and women in America, the small business owners. So everybody's getting screwed right now. Everybody, but they're not telling you that. They're not forewarning you. They're masking the whole thing with all of the socialist crack money that they're handing out. Let's go to the Keyboard Warrior comments cam and see what the American people have to say about the insanity of Biden's spending spree and the fact that prices keep soaring, therefore causing inflation to skyrocket to a 13-year high. Before we get into that, sponsor of the day, this show could never have been made possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Expert Secrets. Expert Secrets is the only book that you need to read if you want to become a leader in your industry, if you want to find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader, if you're looking to start your own podcast show, your own YouTube stream, if you want to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect, whose lives you can impact, get a copy of this book. It's the book I read before starting You Made It Political. It helped me grow my audience at record pace, and it really helped me to make a career out of what I do today. It'll help you make money with your passion. It changed my life. It'll certainly change yours. So grab a copy. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping. I'll include a link in the comments for you guys. So I'll grab your own copy, my special gift to all of you today. Back to inflation, back to comments. What do the American people have to say about this insanity? Michael says, I'm seeing a ton of gas guzzlers everywhere. Everywhere it's happening. Curtis says, now that the government has given the thumbs up to fly, travel cross country, return to the beaches, football, basketball, NASCAR, return back to school, and etc. Now the lower and middle class taxpayers are feeling the squeeze at the gas pumps, grocery stores, and other places, but it doesn't bother those that make over 75 grand or better a year. That's BS. Okay, 75 grand's nothing today in America. All right, after tax, you'll be lucky if you take home 40, and after bills as well. I don't know many people who can live off 75 grand. So it's not just affecting the low and the middle class. It's about to affect the upper class as well. Because just because you make more doesn't mean that you profit more. Usually people who make more spend more for whatever reason. So I think everybody's going to get squeezed here. Everybody, no matter how much money you make. This is all no thanks to the government and greedy upper class people. See, and this is where I have a big problem with everybody constantly blaming the upper class. The upper class work their freaking asses off. What do the upper class have anything to do with the lower and middle class making money? How is it correlated in any way, shape, or form? It's not like the upper class are making all their money and they're screwing the lower class somehow. The upper class actually have the shaft as far as taxes are concerned. They have to pay the most taxes. And Biden's about to screw the upper class and raising the tax rate on them. We heard what he had to say. Anybody making over $400,000 is going to have to pay a higher tax rate soon. Small businesses are going to have to start to pay a higher capital gains tax rate soon to cover the cost of his next $6 trillion shopping spree. Listen, if you work hard, you deserve to get paid better. You deserve to play harder. That's just the nature of the game. So I don't really agree with this guy. Yes, the government's screwing everybody, but it's not because of the greedy upper class. It's because of Joe Biden's spending spree. And again, like I just said, no, I do not believe that the airline prices and the hotel prices have skyrocketed because everybody's back traveling again. A lot of people are not traveling by plane right now. It's because inflation have sent these industries' prices through the roof. Linda says, balance and profit margin, prices, wages, and taxes need to happen now, or we will keep failing our people. Congress needs to get on the ball on this, starting with regulation on the infrastructure funds. I want better future for our kids and grandkids. Business greed continues. And you could tell we're on CNN. These are liberal comments. These are self-entitled liberals, probably mostly millennials, who don't understand the value of the dollar, who don't understand what it is to work a day in their life. They're blaming the wealthy again. They're blaming business greed. As a capitalist in America, we should be applauding the wealthy. We should be applauding these businesses who make more profits. Because at the end of the day, if you keep rinsing us of all of our profits, guess what? We're not going to hire more employees. We're not going to open up more stores. We're not going to take the investment risk to grow, which ultimately means more tax for the government. We're just going to shut the whole damn thing down and say, you know what, the hell of it. I'm sick of all of you guys complaining that the wealthy are making money. You have no idea that we work 28-hour days and that we take risk after risk, that we put our family, our spouses, our children on the back burner for years to finally get ahead in life. So we absolutely deserve the payoff that comes with the decades of blood, sweat, and tears. But most people who've never worked a day in their life or who've never tried to start their own business, all they want to do is sit home, bitch, complain, ask for their free socialist crack money, and then be all pissed off at the businesses when inflation and taxes go up rather than the government. This is how uneducated America is right now. This is how uneducated our liberals or our millennials are right now. And yes, I'm blaming a lot of this on liberals because they fail to do their research. They fail to understand the fundamentals of economics rather than read a freaking book. They'd rather spend their life on TikTok, listening to other people bitch and complain, and then get caught up in the blame game. So here we are on CNN site. It's a very liberal feed today, full of crybabies and everybody who wants to just blame the government on inflation. Phyllis says, the fault of the ones CNN praises have not seen their negative reports on Cuba keeping any warnings for the world to see that they are advocating for our country by the policies that are being made in Washington. Fact checkers cannot say not true without more lying. And that's absolutely right. Cuba, if anything, should give us a very good indication that all of this spending, all of this shopping spree right now that the Biden administration is absolutely addicted to, Cuba should give us a warning. But not everybody is okay with this. Just because the Democrat far left radical socialists want to give away as much money possible, regardless of the fact that the country will go broke, Republicans are fighting it every step of the way, including West Virginia Senator Shelley Capito, who is dead set against the additional $6 trillion that Sippy Cup continues to try to push through. Let's take a look at a interview by Shelley Capito, West Virginia senator. Spending an additional $6 trillion would only further fuel the current inflation crisis. We've already seen the largest price spike since 2008 this year. It's past time to rein in this out of control spending. Let's take a listen.
Do you agree with that? A large majority wants to be big, like $6 trillion?
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, it's $6 trillion is an enormous amount of money on top of the $1.9 trillion that was already spent during the rescue plan. It's still yet to go out the door. Another $1.2 trillion on physical infrastructure. It seems that the spending is just way out of control. And I think more specifically, what would you be spending $6 trillion on, and what effect would that have on the economy?
I'll tell you what people want to spend all of that money on. Let's start with
$6 trillion is an enormous amount of money on top.
Let's start with the fact that Newsom just signed a $100 billion comeback plan, including more direct payment to taxpayers. Speaking of liberal millennials, leave it to California to take the lead on more socialist crack handout to people who don't want to get a job. I mean, it's leave it to California to make every initial bad decision this country makes. I mean, if you want to not see your state go absolutely bankrupt, don't do what California's doing. Don't do what New York State's doing. Very, very deep blue state liberal regions of the country. And we see by their mistakes what they're doing to these two states. I mean, we are bankrupt. New York, California. Newsom wants to use some of this money, $100 billion comeback plan. I mean, the same as Joe Biden's infrastructure plan. $100 billion includes more direct payments to taxpayers. This is going to destroy Californians, and it's also going to destroy America as more deep blue states jump on board the comeback plan for their own state. Because, I mean, look what happened in New York State. We already bailed out Cuomo with a $50 billion bailout package. He spent like crazy. He made bad decisions. These Democratic governors are getting rewarded for their horrible decision making. And who's paying the bill? We are, the taxpayers. We're getting screwed with the bill. Why should I, as a small business owner, why should my capital gains tax rate be raised because of these idiots and their bad decisions for their states? What do my taxes have anything to do with a California governor who, by the way, sitting there trying to lecture people with a freaking mask on TV? I mean, this guy's so far gone, he still wears his mask on television. Look at this moron. How could anybody like this guy? How can anybody agree with his thought process when he's so mentally ill, he shows up and wears a mask on TV? I mean, what a joker. Hence the reason he's been recalled, although not completely resolved yet. But it's good to see Larry Elder now going up against him, Caitlyn Jenner, other Republicans going up against Governor Newsom. So, yeah. If you want to know what could we possibly spend this $6 trillion on, well, Newsom's there to tell you exactly what he plans on spending the $6 trillion on, $100 billion of it, in his comeback plan that's going to screw. Because remember, this is federal money to California. Who pays the federal government? We do, the taxpayers, out of our federal taxes. So this money's going to be for Californians. Do you think Mississippians care what goes on in California? Do you think I care what goes on in California? Do you think red states are okay with this? Texas, Florida, who have done a phenomenal job. They've been doing a great job. No lockdowns, none of this mask BS. Their kids have been in school the whole time. Everybody's thriving down south. DeSantis, Abbott, great decisions for their constituents. And their states are thriving because of it. So how are they going to feel when they get screwed with the tax bill because rejects like Cuomo and Newsom continue to make horrific decisions because their constituents are sitting home, riding the welfare check, wanting their handouts, not wanting to go back to work? How are red states okay with this? They shouldn't have to be. So they're being made to bend over because blue states keep handling out the socialist crack money. Speaking of Democrats and Biden in the campaign, do you guys remember when Biden promised everybody south of the border that if he won, they'd all get to come rushing in? Okay? He told all our friends down south that they'd all be welcome in with open arms. And within just a few months of things spiraling so out of control, he finally had to say, whoa, we got a big problem here. No one's allowed to come in. He sent Kamala Harris to do his dirty work. Kamala Harris then goes on national television and says, don't come. I mean, we all saw the memes. We saw the Twitter feeds. We saw it on national television. Kamala Harris said very clearly, do not come. Don't come. Well, now we're doing the same thing in Cuba. The same thing in Cuba. We just gut punched Cuba with the same rhetoric. Biden's Department of Homeland Security chief just came on, as if Cubans need this right now, okay? Came on to stated to pro-democracy Cubans, allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. You will not enter. Biden's Department of Homeland Security boss tells Cubans to stay away from USA. First of all, Democrats, stop flattering yourself. Okay, the Cubans don't necessarily want to come to America. They just want to be free. Not to mention, look how broken this dumpster fire is right now. Why would anybody want to come to America? Maybe Florida, maybe Texas, but other than those two states, Tennessee, South Carolina, other than a few states in this country, I'm not really sure why anybody would want to come here. But the point I'm trying to make is that the Democrats continue to lie. Biden spent his entire campaign trail promising. This was his big promise. Big promise was everybody gets to come in. Y'all get to come in because we know why. The Democrats are scared about losing the House next year. They want everybody to come in. They want to start stacking the deck in their favor. So in 8 years, when they all get citizenship, 10 million people, 10 million, 11 million, 20 million immigrants all get citizenship, they're hoping they'll all vote Democrat. But within just a few months of this brilliant genius plan of theirs going horribly wrong, and we see a border crisis five times the number that we saw in any given Trump day, they all agree we need to turn away people, send them home. So now they're saying the same thing to Cubans. Do not come here. But for the lucky ones, that do come, this is the best. If you are one of the fortunate ones to come to America, if you're one of the fortunate and lucky ones to come to America, guess what your reward is? Your reward is you get the J&J vaccine. So Department of Homeland Security begins administering the J&J vaccine to immigrant detainees. One day after Fox reported that the FDA warns on potential J&J COVID-19 vaccine linked to rare disorders. So now, if you actually make it to the United States, if you're detained, we're going to inject you with a vaccine that the one vaccine out of a bunch of them, we're going to give you the one that's not safe for Americans, according to the FDA. What a freaking kick in the ass that is to any immigrant who actually does finally make their way to the land of freedom. Welcome to America. We're going to prick you with the most dangerous vaccine out of all of them. So roll up your sleeves, immigrants. That's something to really look forward to. How ridiculous is the whole thing? So first it was come to America. Come on in. Open. We're going to open the floodgates. Everybody, safe passage to citizenship for tens of millions of you. 6 months later, don't come. Do not come. Now, Cuba's rallying for their freedom. And within a few days, the Department of Homeland Security goes on and says, by the way, I know you guys really want your freedom down there. But if any of you do hop in your little boat and try to come to our coasts, we're going to turn you away. Okay. But for those of you who do actually sneak your way in and do make it, we're going to prick you with the most dangerous vaccine on planet Earth right now. You know, the one that's giving everybody blood clots and dying within a few months. This country is so incredibly messed up. And it's all thanks to Biden's America. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping. Whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer, you want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you guys are having a great, great, fun time here at our new time, 7 p.m. Every night, You Made It Political goes live at 7 p.m. to Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. We also show the replay on a whole host of other podcast platforms such as Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, and about several others. So go ahead and check us out on all of your favorite podcast platforms, and you'll be able to look us out. We also show the archives over at YouMadeItPolitical.com. We spent the first half of the show, if you guys are just joining us this evening, we spent the first half of the show going over Biden's America and how out of control inflation is, 13% higher than last year, same time. So we have spiked. It's because Biden is on an out-of-control spending spree, and he wants to make matters worse by spending an additional $6 trillion, and now he's going to start to hit the small business owners by raising their capital gains tax to pay for the entire thing. So Biden's America is out of control, but you know who else is out of control? And I couldn't believe when I saw this morning. Every day as I do, I start flicking through all my headlines to see what can I talk about for the day. How messed up is America? I couldn't believe it. Lo and behold, the saddest thing I've seen in a long time, my own city. My own city. For those of you guys who don't know, I'm in Rochester, New York, upstate New York. Beautiful, beautiful suburbs where I live in. Rochester, not so much. It's an absolute shithole. The Democrats have destroyed the city so badly that Rochester, New York now outpaces Chicago in murder rate as local officials embrace police intervention. So all of a sudden, we have not defended the police in Rochester, New York. Rochester has not been a defender of the police. If anything, the likes of Mayor Lovely Warren, who finally got the axe, and hope she gets more than that. I hope she gets hauled off to prison with her husband for the whole drug sting they just got busted for. But right now, after all of the disaster that this city's been through, finally, we start to actually show some support for our law enforcement. So the Democrats knew they screwed up. They screwed up big time. And they've now said, okay, fine. We just surpassed Chicago. Murder rate is out of control. As a matter of fact, they now want to refund the police. So Rochester was a big advocate of defund the police. I'm ashamed to admit it. I'm ashamed to even be associated with the city right now because of how disgusting they have been to our local police department. But after we finally surpassed Chicago in the murder rate, we finally are now within the top 50 most dangerous cities in America. Officials start to think, you know what? Maybe we should actually start letting the police do their job. Surprise, surprise. Miraculously, we love the police again. Is this what it takes for Democrats to learn their policies are not good for America? How many more mistakes? How many more people have to die? How many more people have to suffer? How many more people have to go on welfare? How many more people have to be thrown and tossed to the curb before we realize their policies are not good for America? We know this. They are America last advocates. Trump's America first. the Republicans, the conservatives, America First policies is what's good for this country. And we're now seeing that. We're seeing that now when cities like my very own Rochester, New York, outpace Chicago in the murder rate as local officials embrace police intervention. So how bad is it in Rochester, New York? Exactly how out of control is it? Let's get into the nitty gritty here. So data shows that the rate of murder per capita in Rochester, Northern New York, exceeds that of even Chicago, one of America's most notoriously violent large cities. Local officials there are embracing police intervention with federal assistance to combat gun violence. So all of a sudden, after months and months of defund the police and Democrats treating our law enforcement like absolute garbage, they finally have changed their tune. And it's only because they're embarrassed. It's only because they're embarrassed because they're all going to look like idiots. And they all want to get reelected. And they know even their constituents who voted for them are furious. Democrats, you better believe, not only in New York City, but in upstate New York, are starting to finally think, you know what? Maybe voting Democrat isn't the right thing for this state. And they're all jumping ship in record numbers. So speaking alongside federal officials last week, Rochester Interim Police Chief Cynthia Harriet Sullivan announced that a federal task force would be working over the next 60 days to curb gun violence in the upstate New York City. So also we've got in New York City, they're trying to curb gun violence. And we all know what a joke Cuomo's emergency gun violence executive order is. We know that's just an attempt to get one step closer to take out our Second Amendment right. And I posted that a few days ago. I said, no. We don't have a gun violence issue. We have a bad parenting issue. We have a Democrats treating local law enforcement like shit issue. That's the issue we have. We do not have a gun violence issue. We have an issue with not letting our local law enforcement do their damn job. And this is what you get, Democratic governors, Democratic mayors across the United States. This is what happens when you crap all over the very brave men and women who are out there to protect yours and my life. So they come out and they finally say, would you all agree that if police were the answer, we wouldn't have this issue right now? This is what people are saying. Would you all agree that if police were the answer, we wouldn't have this issue? So finally, they're starting to admit to that. Finally, activists are starting to admit that even right here in Monroe County in Rochester, New York, that, okay, fine, we've dropped the ball. Let's let the police do their job again. There have been 37 homicide victims in Rochester so far this year through July 12th. According to the public data by the Rochester Police Department, because the latest FBI data is available from 2019 shows that the Rochester Police Department serves a population of 205,000 people. This means that so far this year, Rochester has had 18 homicide victims per 100,000 residents, a higher rate than Chicago. And I'll tell you guys right now, that number is not 18. I've gone and looked at the latest numbers. It's 45. New York City is 22. That means Rochester, New York, for every 100,000 residents, 45 people will die from homicide. In New York City, the number is only 22. We have surpassed New York City in the murder rate. Chicago has seen at least 382 homicide victims so far this year through July 11th. Chicago has only had a 14.1 homicide victim rate per 100,000 residents. So Rochester has 18 homicide victims per 100,000 residents to Chicago's 14 homicide victims per 100,000 residents. So we have surpassed Chicago. So it's getting bad here in Rochester, New York. It's getting really bad. We have outpaced Chicago all because of the defund the police campaign. And I took to Facebook today, and I had some very strong words for the Democrats. And I mean this, and I don't like, yes, I attack the Democrats a lot. I attack their policies. I point the finger, but I tend to try to refrain from calling them names. I really do. I don't like to call names because I don't think it's, I think it's a bit shallow. And I try not to alienate some of the people on the Democratic side who actually support the show, because I do really appreciate all viewers and I appreciate all opinions, whether I agree or not. But I couldn't hold my tongue anymore. I couldn't hold my tongue. I said, are you left-wing dumbasses in Rochester, New York, happy with what you've done to this city? Congratulations, we just passed Chicago as one of the most dangerous cities in America, all thanks to how you vote. This is a product of how we vote in these Democrat-controlled cities. Our decisions today will have a very direct impact on whether we thrive as a city or state or whether we suffer as a city or state. We all know that Democrats control New York State. They control Monroe County, which is Rochester, New York, is in. Congratulations. This is the direct impact of your horrific voting record. And I said exactly that. I said, I'm not usually one to call the left names, but in this case, you guys truly deserve the title. You all have single-handedly destroyed the city with how you vote in Monroe County. You did this to our once great city. Let's head over to Fox News and see what the American people have to say about the fact that we have now just outpaced Chicago in murder rate as local officials embrace police intervention. Dan says, defund movements, chicks are coming home to roost. Crime way up, police retiring or quitting in droves. Recruiting replacements, very difficult. How do you even know we're going to be able to restore our law enforcement properly here in Rochester, New York? Or in other Democrat-run cities, in Detroit, the most dangerous city in America right now. In all of these cities where we've screwed our law enforcement, where we've defunded the police, or they've just quit because they said, you know what, we're sick of being treated like trash. We're sick of worrying if we're going to come home alive today because I can't even draw my weapon anymore without getting destroyed or scrutinized by CNN. So how are we supposed to restore faith in these brave men and women? So I don't blame them for not wanting to come back. So just because all of a sudden we want to turn it on and say, wait, sorry, guys. No, we should have. We love you. Can you just go back out there? They're saying, are you kidding? Screw off. I'm not coming back. Because now you all look bad and you want to get reelected. You want to use me as a little token piece to now come back and start fighting crime again so we can get crime down so you can get reelected after you just treated me like absolute garbage? Too little, too late. Jeremy says, defund the police movements. What'd you think was going to happen? And again, this is why they are leaving in droves. Obviously, Trump there. Absolutely. President Trump, in your face, all of you, told you so. Who didn't see this coming? Who didn't see it coming? Patty says, we have a road sign down here where I live on us, on US 1, that says, welcome to Florida. Don't New York it up. I love that. I love that. I mean, really, Floridians are scared to death that we're going to New York their Florida. And I hope we don't. I hope the right people move down to Florida. Robin said, finally, some movements to fight gun violence. New York is moving to be able to sue gun manufacturers. Horrible idea. Horrible, horrible idea. This is not a guns problem. This would counter the 2005 Republican law that gave them immunity. And why can't they have immunity? Vaccines have immunity. Why can't gun manufacturers have immunity? See how stupid this thing is? Do you see how corrupt this whole situation is? Man, gun manufacturers should, if you're going to give immunity to the pharmaceutical companies for their jabs, for their vaccines, then you need to give immunity to the gun manufacturing industry at the same time. Because people pull that trigger. People pull that trigger. So it makes sense that they should deserve immunity. So I do think it's right that the 2005 Republican law gave them immunity. In San Jose, California, they are requiring gun owners to carry liability insurance and to pay a tax to help cover the cost of gun crimes. Total BS, that whole thing. You are imposing and infringing on our 2A rights. It's no different than H.R. 1, that horrendous, horrendous law that the Democrat representative down in Texas is trying to pass. They're trying to impose an $800 fee per year, per gun that you own. That is an indirect attack on anybody who wishes to bear arms here in the United States of America. You are making it financially impossible for certain people to bear arms. That is unconstitutional. You are now allowing wealthy people to own guns, but the poor can't. Now the poor can't defend themselves. The poor can't take advantage of their Second Amendment right, because now you put a tax on guns, a high tax. Totally unconstitutional. So it's disgusting that I see places like California requiring gun owners to carry liability insurance, more money, and to pay a tax to help cover the cost of gun crimes, more money. Why should I have to pay a gun tax as a law-abiding citizen? Because the assholes in Rochester who own guns illegally keep killing people. How does that make any freaking sense? That makes zero sense. The only people who are going to get screwed with this gun violence control measures that the Democrats want to roll out in every state they can get away with, the only people who are going to get screwed are law-abiding citizens. Notice how the only ones causing all the chaos in the world are criminals. Criminals who don't register their guns. Criminals who most likely stole their guns. You can't track their weapons. Do you think the criminals are going to give up their right to bear arms just because Biden said no more assault weapons? No. The only people who are going to have to give up their assault weapons are law-abiding citizens, therefore making the playing field uneven. You better believe there's no way in hell I'm giving up anything if and when that passes, because I'm not going to let my family be exposed to criminals with better weapons than me. It's not fair. I'm not going to put my family's life in danger just because a few Democrats have it all backwards, the whole thing backwards. Fadu says Rochester is a leftist dump now, just like all of the other cities. It totally is. It's an absolute dumpster fire in Rochester, New York. Jack says you get what you voted for. Socialist Democratic leaders in your state and cities, if you don't want police, then stop complaining about crime. Common sense, people. Common freaking sense. It really is. All of you who voted for to defund the police, when you call 911, you should have to wait, like everybody else, for a psychiatrist to come around. Because that's what you wanted. You wanted to try to solve these crimes with peace, with psychology, rather than gunfire. And look where that's led us. Look where this situation has led Rochester, New York, which once a great, great city, a really nice city. I grew up here, albeit I left for 15, 16 years. Traveled the world, got to really understand different governments, different economies, different cultures. And when my wife and I had our son, we were living at London at the time. We were either going to go back to China, communist China, or the freest country in the world, or so we thought. And we decided to come back to a suburban town outside of Rochester, New York, because it's a phenomenal place to raise a family. So it's very sad to see what they've done to this great city. And this is all because of the way that Democrats vote. So hopefully, now finally, we can all pull our heads out of our asses, refund the police, start applauding and rewarding these fine, brave men and women who fight to patrol and keep our streets safe and put our lives ahead of theirs. Maybe finally this is the wake-up call that we all needed. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. New showtime every single day, live 7 p.m. Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. We also go on Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, and a whole host of other platforms every night, 7 p.m. Thanks so much, guys, for joining me today. Don't forget to catch us tomorrow, same time. And you all have a wonderful night. I really enjoy this. Today's my birthday, by the way, and I couldn't have been happier spending it with all of you. So thank you so much for joining me. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out youmadeitpolitical.com.